Aval Mahanashari. That's what Shlokas Svaro. You're allowed to give enjoyment to the Avodah Zarah. A Jew here, he's like paying taxes. He holds his nowhere to pay taxes. You're not causing them to worship the Avodah Zarah. You're giving them money, and their money they're going to give over to the Golochim. They're going to give to the Bayis. They'll build it up. So you're giving them enjoyment. And Shlaka says, that's no issa. The Torah just says, la yidbuk, you can't take enjoyment. But to give them, he holds his mutter. However, Agav Toys asked the question, as Gemara's later, about Bas Teyu. If you have wine of Yai Nesach, a Jew is allowed to smell it to see if it's good or not. So there we see, smelling from Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. It's not called you having Hanor. The Torah says, it's only in issa here, roses or hadasim, that the ikar it's meant for smelling. If the ikar purpose is to smell it, that's called you having hanor directly from the Avodah Zarah. But wine is not meant to smell the wine. There you only want to smell the barrel to see if it's spoiled or not. That will be mutter, even though the wine itself is osabanor. Okay, so far a shlaka says you're allowed to give money to the Avodah Zarah. You could pay taxes. Josh, you cannot. The issa of the Mishnah means you cannot smell the store. Avu Mahanashari. Even though these stores are decorated just with apples or with squash, doesn't smell too much. Namiyos is still a source of you to walk into the store because they take taxes here, and it's considered you're giving enjoyment to the Avodah Zarah. And he holds kal v'chomer. Nener also, the Torah says we cannot have enjoyment from the Avodah Zarah. Mahana lekol shechein. For sure it's a svar, we cannot give them enjoyment. But the Apostle says, Layadvik biyotchob, do not have anything to do with them. Meaning, not only shouldn't you give them, but you can't even take from them. It's a kal v'chomer. And the Torah is saying, do not take, meaning, for sure you cannot give them enjoyment. Just for even saying it's also for you to take enjoyment. But for sure it's also for you to give them. That's where we hold that, and it doesn't apply too much today, we don't have too much Avodah Zarah today. Yeah. But a real Avodah Zarah would be also to give them money. Nah, they did. Okay. Mesa, I have a question like this. Mesa, Rabbi Nosson Noimer. Yoim Shavodas Kechovim, Manachas Loya Samechas, the day that the Avodah Zarah, the Goyim there, it's the Yoim Chag by them, so they give off taxes, today no taxes. Manachas Loya Samechas, they say you're free of paying taxes. How do they do this? Machriz in Verm, they pronounce and say like this. Call me Shenoitala Torah, whoever takes this crown. V'yaniach b'roishin, puts on top of his head. U'b'roish chamor, on top of his donkey's head. L'chvoid avos chavim. If you're going to give respect to Avodah Zarah, but that's the way you're showing covet to our Avodah Zarah, you're going to put this crown on your head. Is yaniach l'asamechas. Today we'll free you from taxes. Like you do this special service, we'll free you from taxes. V'yim lav, whoever does not do this service, is al yaniach l'asamechas. We're not going to free you from tax. You still have to pay tax today. So the question is now, Yehudi, shenim sashom mayasa. If a Jew is found in this situation, that he has to buy something from the store now, so what should he do? What should he do now? He's stuck here. How should he act? Yeniach, should he put the hat, this the crown on top of his head? Nimsa nena. He's having enjoyment right now. Why is he having enjoyment? Rashi says, one second. Right. Mashma, the hat itself smells, right. The hat itself smells, has perfume on it. So therefore, if you put on the hat, you're going to have enjoyment. Mashma, the actual putting on the hat, there's no issa. Like, you're not worshipping the Avodah Zarah. It's not an Avodah. But the issa is, you're having enjoyment. It does smell nice. It does smell nice from the Avodah Zarah. So you're going to have enjoyment from it. That should be the issa. So if you put it on, nimtsanena. Lo yaniach, if you do not put it on, then you're going to have to pay taxes. If so, nimtsa mahana, it comes out, you're giving them enjoyment then. You're paying them taxes. Rosh is mahana, nois and meches. So Mikan Omru here was said, Chum gave you an advice and said like this, Ha noise v'noise b'shuk. So if you have to do business today in this Yerid, this marketplace, by the Goyim, so behemoth, you buy an animal from them, tiyaker. You have to cut off the hoofs, we'll soon see. Make it that you have no enjoyment from them. Teirois, ksus, v'kelim, if you buy teirois, kelim, ksus there, yikavu, you have to let them rot away. That if you buy some metal, you have to throw it in the Yamamelech. In other words, it's also bano tresant. So I don't know what you're doing there. You shouldn't buy altogether. But if you do buy, it's also bano. Why? Because obviously you're going to pay taxes. But since you're paying taxes,
no, it doesn't make
Right, Chulish tell you not to buy. Now, what does this help now? You don't have enjoyment from it. This is not the Yisra, though.
Well, let's say you have
Maybe he's buying because
he's
afraid. Show up at the
Christmas
party. Maybe
he's afraid for his life.
It's a knas. The Chum made a knas. Since you did an Issa by buying there, whichever way you do, it's an Issa. So you did something wrong. The Chum give you a knas that did not want you to have enjoyment from what you bought. Right, this is the way of saying, do not go there. Pasha Gerit. This is the way of saying, you're wasting your time. Don't do business here today. Whichever way you do, you're going to be stuck. So therefore, we do not want you to do business. So therefore, that's the way they tell you, if you do business today, you should know it's in vain. Whatever you have, you cannot enjoy.
Yeah.
That's what they mean to say. Right. So now the Mar says, v'ezeyu ikur, it says if you buy an animal, you have to do, cut off something. What's pretty the ikur? Ha-manash, we have before, ha-manasha par-sleiseo, you cut off the hooves, min ha-akuva lamata, from the ankle and below. That does not make it a treifa. For some reason, Rashi said before, he said also again, Rashi, min akuv ulamata, from the ankle and below, avol ikor shetitrev boy, but if you cut off from above the ankles, you touch the tenders there, that makes it a treifa, also lasas kain v'yodayim v'behema, v'yafo pi shiasur bano, even though anyway, this animal is also bano, but for some reason, I'm not sure why, it's also to make, well, it's sar anyway. I mean, if you make him a treifa, there's more sar that could be. I mean, if you make him, maybe you're right. I mean, well, soon the Gemara, you're right, the Gemara is a question, but it's also to make a treifa. Mashma, that's the mutzar. So to cut him from above the ankle, that's making him a treifa, that's also. But you got to cut off the hooves from below the ankle. Yeah, so Gemara says, now, katani, but katani is me, what did we learn in this whole case over here? Katani miyas, yeniach, nimtsenena, that if you put on this hat, you're having enjoyment from it. Lo yeniach, if you do not put on the hat, then nimtsamahana, comes out, you're paying taxes and you're giving them enjoyment, which is also. So there's a riot to Rav Yechon, it's a kasha and Rosh Lakish. Amaravmashashia braid the Ravidi, Kisav Rav Shum Ben Lakish, Rosh Lakish holds that Pligi Rabbon led Rabbi Nosin. True, Rav Nosin says that, but he owes the Chum and the Rabbon Lakhun Rav Nosin. Ganodi Armiki Rabbonin, the Pligi Olay, and Rosh Lakish says, I hold like the Rabbonin that argue on Rav Nosin. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon in Sovar, light pligi, there's no machlekes, nobody argues here. Everybody holds this also to pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, light pligi, you want to tell me Rabbi Yechon says there's no machlekes here, but Tani, we learn clearly. Holchem liyirid, you're allowed to go down to the marketplace, shalaydi kachavim, v'loichem mehem behema, you're allowed to buy their animals, avodim slaves, shvachas maids, batim a house, the sodas fields, the krumim vineyards, the kaisiv umala biakor shalhem. If you have to, you'll have to go into their court and get a good star, a good deed, saying you own this house. Why can you go to their courts? Usually you're not supposed to go to that kaisiv shalhem. Mifnei shukamatzul miyadim. Here it's considered like you're saving from the hands. Now, if you do not have a good deed from their court, you may never prove you bought it, they'll take it from you. So in order to prove the sale, you're allowed to go down to their court to have a good deed of sale to show that you really own it. Let's say the person buying it is a koyein mitama b'chutzlaretz. He's allowed to go into chutzlaretz, which midrabbanan has tumas eretz hamim on it, and therefore lozim v'arim rimoyim. A koyein is allowed to go into chutzlaretz, which mikir adin is not allowed to, because chutzlaretz has some tumor on it. Today, obviously, I'm a gay today, but. Yeah, that's a good question. But Akobah Mikra Adin, though, it's also for Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lortz, because Chutz Lortz has Tumas Eretz Amin. They were the Gzeira, they would not know where the Mason were buried. They gave the Gzeira, the whole Chutz Lortz has Tumas to it. But here, a Kohen is permissible to go, because it's only Yosim and the Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin will make a leer to give him a right to go, La'arer Imohem, to go to their courts to argue to make sure you can keep the property. Same way you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lars for this. Even in Eretz Yisrael, if you have to meet them in the Beis HaKvaros in the cemetery, you're allowed to meet the Goyim there in the cemetery. So the question is, here is an Issa D'Oraisa. Beis HaKvaros, how can you say this? To meet the Goyim in the cemetery. Tumah D'Oraisa, it's an Issa D'Oraisa for a Goyim to go into a cemetery where you have Mason there. It's also an D'Oraisa to become Tomei. So our answer is, Ela Beis HaPras Rabbonin. It means there a field that there was a mace was once buried there, and they plowed over the field. So it's only a Sofit Rabbonin. Maybe there are some bones still there. Because midiraisa, you have right to say, there's no more mace here. It's Torah midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan is forbidden to walk over. So here, mishum hatzola, to save your property, the rabbanan gave you a heter to walk there. Or metame, the same thing, Koran's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. Or metame, lil my Torah, if he wants to learn Torah in Chutz Laretz, he's allowed to go to Chutz Laretz. Police issue, allowed to get married if he has to find his wife in Chutz Laretz, or Koran has the heter to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though he's coming, he's becoming tummy. Now, Eimer, what? For sure, yeah, same, for sure, the heter. Same heter. Omer Rav Yehuda, Amos, by when was this said, this man shayna moitzi lumad? Only if you do not find a Rebbe to teach you in Eretz Yisrael. Avol bizman shayna moitzi lumad, if you have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, ainu metama, then you have no right to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn in Chutz Laretz. You're learning in a place that has tumah, you have no heter. Rav Yosi Yamin, no. Afilo bizman shayna moitzi lumad, even though you have the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, you have a Rebbe there, still, Yitame, there's a heter for a kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn a Chutz Laretz. Why? The svar is lefi shein adam zoicha lilmoid mikol. You can never tell who will be the right Rebbe. You're not zoicha to learn from everybody. There are certain people hit it on the nose, like you say. Him, you listen to him. He wakes you up. Certain rebbeim, you just fall asleep there. Certain rebbeis keep you awake. Everybody has his nature, so you can never tell who will be the right one to wake you. So you're allowed to go even to a Chutz Laretz.
Same
psychology. Amar Rabbi Yosi, what? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa b'Yosef. Happened with Yosef the Koyin. Sholachacha Rabba leTzidon. He went to Tzidon to Chutz Laretz. Little my Torah. You see it's muta. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yosi. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Alma pligi. You see, there's a machlokes over here. That since he has to say aloha to Rabbi Yosi, mashma somebody argues. Rashi says, "Rami diara Rabbi Yechon shvamina shmiel el Rabbi Yechonon hachmas nisim loichem mem beima pligi yad Rav Nosson." Mashmi, he learned that they argue on Rav Nosson's halacha. So you see, it's a machlokes in Rav Nosson. Not everybody holds like Rav Nosson. So Marian says, "Omlok Rabbi Yechon liyolam loichem mem is no machlokes. Everybody holds like Rav Nosson. Like we said before, it's also to give taxes to the goyim. Like Kasha, kan b'loikeach min atagur." If you buy it from a merchant that takes taxes, then everybody agrees it's also. Khan, this is less nicer, that says you're allowed to buy property or animals from the goyim by the arid. How is it muta? You have to pay taxes. The answer is, Khan blakech mi balabayas. Here we're talking about, this last price is talking about, where you buy private stock. You buy from a private person. The Lashakli Mikhsimine, he does not take taxes from you. Therefore, if you buy from private property, from private stock, he doesn't take taxes. That's when it's mutter to buy from the Goyim, even by the Yerid, their animals, their houses. And in such a case, we said, if it comes, you have to go to their court to get the deeds, you're allowed to. But to go to Yerid, where the person takes taxes, that could be us according to everybody. That's where we hold. That even to give enjoyment to the Goyim, to their Avodah Zarah, is also forbidden. You cannot pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah. Oh, Mama, what we just say before? Behema Tiyakir. A Behema, you're allowed to cut off the hooves. The question is why? Vika Tzar Balachayim. How could the Rabbanan give a Knas? That if you buy this animal, the Isser, you went to their Yerid, and you had to pay taxes to the Goyim, so the Rabbanan gave the Knas, you cannot enjoy it, you have to cut off the hooves. There's a nisa tzar balachayim, and some shittas hold there's a nisa diraisa to give pain to an animal for nothing, for no reason. Om Rabbaya, Om Rachmana, the Torah says, Esuseyem tiyakir. There's a pasuk in Yeshua that they used to do this action. So since the Torah gave this heta, Rashi says, Alma mutir l'doysa mekach. You're allowed to do this to your animal. Tosis explains, Om Rabbaya Makro, Hiksha Rabbi Chanin. Like if you learn it's an Issa D'Raisa, so maybe Yeshua had a special heter, was a special Dibur from Hashem to cut off the hooves. That the Chum have a power to be Oikra Dovah Min HaTorah. Here the Pshat is true. There is an Issa D'Raisa. There's an Issa D'Raisa Tzar Balachayim. You're not allowed to cut off the hoof of an animal for no reason. It's Tzar Balachayim, it's also D'Raisa. But the Chum saw fit to give a Knas, and they have a right to be Oiker, a Dovah Min HaTorah. Why? since we saw at one time Yeshua did this, that gave them the right to be Oker Adopim in a Torah. But true, it could be from Yeshua alone, we can't learn out. Stam, a person has no right to give Tzara to Baal HaChayim. But here the Chum saw fit as the Knas, they saw fit to be Oker Adopim in a Torah. And here we see even Bekum V'Yaseh. Usually we say, Shevi Atas Hashani. We just sit back and do not do, the Rabbanim gave you the Heter. Usually Kum V'Yaseh, they do not do this. So not the pshat is they don't have the power to do it, they have the power to do it, but usually they do not do it. Here they saw fit, even with a kumbia say, they gave a knas, you have to give tzar here to the animal. So now the svar is, what's wrong if it's a treifa? You have to say that a treifa is a bigger tzar. So they give the bigger tzar of a treifa, they did not want you. But the smaller tzar, that's permissible.
He just one more time again, the Gemara before, that the Gemara has the kash again, that we want to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds nobody augurs on Rav Nosson, that everybody holds it's also to give Hanot, to pay taxes to the Goyim. So the question was, here there was a bright that it says, Hochum li yirich lo tigachovim, v'loichem mehem behemo, avodim shvachas abatim asodis. Here it says you are allowed to buy from them. And the Gemara came out that Omer Rabbi Yossi, the mice of Yosef HaKoyin, that he went there, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah HaKor Rabbi Yossi. So the kash the chur akur Rabbi Yochanan paskal loch Rabbi Yossi, and we say here it's mutter to buy or to buy things from the goyim. The chur you're paying taxes, and still it says here in the price you're allowed to. So chur akur Rabbi Yossi, we say according to Rabbi Yochanan everybody holds it's mutter. It's also here we see it's mutter, and that was the Gemara's teretz. No, the one Rabbi Yochanan say it's also only if you have to pay taxes. Here that it says it's bright, so that it says it's mutter to buy these things from the goyim, and even later go to their courts to make sure you have the deeds, that to be borrowed off of Baal HaBos, you buy it privately. They do not have to pay taxes, here it's not considered giving Hanor to the Avodah Zarah. Nothing more says, oh my man, what did we just say? The Ezeyu Iker, what's called Iker, that if you buy it be Iser, that the Chum give you a Knas, you have to take off the hooves. Menashe Parshosel Menakubu Lamata. You have to cut off its hooves from the ankles and below, not above the ankles, not to make it a treifa. Uriminu, I have a question on this. Tez alochom, ein makdishin v'ein machrimin, now to be makdishin animal b'zman hazeh, and now I'll make charomim b'zman hazeh. V'ein marichin b'zman hazeh, can't do any one of these three things. You can't be makdishin animal b'zman hazeh, it can't be machrimin. The Rashi says, because kesav we yod stam charomim is lebedek habayis, it's also a type of a hegdish, and we're afraid if you have it around today, since we do not have a base of hegdish, that someone will have hanor from hegdish. The same thing, vein marichin, we don't make an erich how much you worth to be menad of this money to hegdish. Vein hegdish, let's say somebody did this, but if somebody was magdish bisman as they had an animal, and said a raisu hegdish today, or else for echrim, he made a charomim, he made it to come to gedushas bedegabayis. The Erech, or else somebody said he wants to make Erechin alai, he's mechayv himself to give Erechin, give his value to Hegdish. So locher is, if it's a behemoth that you're makdish, ti ekram, he's supposed to uproot its hooves. Peres, ksus, vekelem, yikavu. If it's fruit or ksus, let them run away. Moyas, let's say it's money, is okli matchis, if it's money or metal goods, you're